Welcome to the Westridge Church Young Adult Podcast, featuring Brad and April Chandler.
Hey guys.
Hey.
First podcast ever for young adults at Westridge Church.
I'm so excited.
I know. You've been excited about this for a while now.
I've been pushing for this for a long time.
How long have you been thinking about doing this?
I've been thinking about doing this, you know, since I was probably 5 years old. I'm just kidding. There weren't podcasts back then.
Since I was born, I've dreamed of this podcast.
Yes, I've been very, ever since I fell in love with podcasts, I've been like, Brad has a lot to say.
Oh, so this is just all about me being able to say stuff.
No, I just thought it'd be really fun. And I think this will be fun. So tell us, Brad, what is your vision for this podcast? I know I've always wanted, not always, but I've wanted to do it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You've only recently come on board, to be honest.
To your vision.
So really, but you are like the meat of the podcast here. So tell me what your vision is.
I'm more than a piece of meat. You. So number one, April and I are married. Hence the last names being the same. And so I thought the podcast could be cool. One, because like you, there's a lot of people who listen to podcasts.
Yes.
And I listen to podcasts fairly often.
YouTube videos.
And YouTube videos, which is also a form of podcasting. And so we're not doing video stuff, but we're doing audio stuff for now. And the hope was and the thought was we could just have space and a forum to be able to just talk about things that young adults are thinking about, that I get questions about from young adults, that we both thought about when we were young adults, and not just like one particular topic, but a lot of different topics, and what God would say about those particular topics, what God does say about those particular topics. So everything's going to come from like a biblical perspective. But this isn't going to be necessarily like a Bible study podcast or anything like that. I mean, the hope would be that we hit a bunch of different things and topics, and it's helpful information for specifically an 18 to 30 year old for them to hear. But really anybody, I mean, I don't think it would just be 18 to 30 year olds, but hopefully it's stuff that's interesting yet helpful and encouraging. Like, the hope would be you listen to this and it's encouraging. Like, you're not discouraged or like you're failing as a person or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it might be random sometimes, and it might be goofy or weird sometimes, but hopefully it's helpful.
Yes. And I think that stage of life is just so, it can be so confusing, and there's so many new things happening, and sometimes it's hard to, I don't know, come to the young adult gatherings or be in a small group, which, you know, those things are really important. But, like, if, you know, you can't make it every time, you can still find something here to just, you know, encourage you.
Yeah. So we'll post this a couple times, 2-3 times during the month, and then post the teaching from the young adult gathering from that month as well, and we'll kind of see where it goes from there. But
yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
So I just want to just start out with a little get to know Brad session. Are you up for that?
I'm so excited.
He doesn't know any of the questions.
I don't even know me.
Any of the questions I'm about to ask him. So this is all like off the cuff stuff that you hear right now. So my first question is, Brad Chandler, who are you at the most basic level?
Who am I?
Who are you in like one or two sentences?
Who am I in one or two sentences? I am a Jesus following husband and father.
Oh, you went very serious with this. Okay.
And pastor and lover of sports and chips and salsa and video games and
this
movies.
This is getting really long. Okay.
It's a run-on sentence, but...
Thank you, sir.
Period. The end.
Where were you born?
I was born in Cobb County, Georgia.
Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have one sibling. He is a boy, as in a male.
You have a brother.
I have a brother.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long have you been married, Brad Chandler?
I've been married to you for 11 years now. We're going on 12 years.
And who were you married to before that?
Before, I was married only to Jesus.
Excellent. What is your favorite thing about being married?
My favorite thing about being married is so many things, but my favorite thing would be being able to know that I always have a partner.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Well, you know.
What was your favorite thing about being single?
Oh, man. Favorite thing about being single. So
be careful how you answer this.
So there is like a degree of freedom that you have when you're single that you don't have when you're married. And it doesn't mean, I'm not talking about like the stereotypes of ball and chain and all that stuff. I just mean you really don't have to consider what someone else has going on or thinks or feels about something when you're single. I mean, at the basic sense, you can do whatever you want. So that, I would say that.
Yeah. Okay. What is your claim to fame?
What? My claim to fame?
If you had a claim to fame, something that somebody would say, Brad Chandler, this is what I know him for.
Claim to fame. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what my claim to fame would be. Let's say my claim to fame would be...
Just random. Off the
that
top of
I am good at Dumb and Dumber quotes.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Small little factoid about Brad.
That's right.
When you were how old?
Summer of my eighth grade year.
He watched Dumb and Dumber.
Watched Dumb and Dumber every day over summer break.
Every day of summer break.
That's
yes.
right. Which and is that has impressive. Led to me being the man I am today.
What is your favorite thing about your job?
People. Getting to know people, helping walk with people through life, trying to help any way I can.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Favorite three TV shows, top three.
Top three TV shows. Lost, Friends.
Oh, one
man.
More.
Man. Only one more.
Only one more. Had to make it short.
I'll go with The Office.
The Office. Thank you. Yes. Kay. Thank you for including that. Top three movies.
Braveheart, number one. Number two. I'll go with The Dark Knight. Number three. Nacho Libre.
All right. Nacho Libre. And a pet peeve that you might have.
Pet peeve would be cats.
Seriously?
I mean, it's a pet peeve. I don't know if it's my biggest.
How can you just say cats in general?
I'm annoyed by cats. Peeve? I think they're super selfish. They are.
I kind of think of myself as like a cat person.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not annoyed by you.
I mean, I'm really not an animal at all person. But
no, you don't.
I
even
feel
like animals.
I relate to cats. So you saying that is a little.
Well,
offensive
you're not a cat,
to me.
Thankfully. So I am annoyed by cats.
Okay. What is your favorite thing to do for fun?
Well, now it's podcasts.
Lies.
No. I'll go to the movies.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
For you. Yeah.
Go to the movies. I like the smell. Of the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
I like the whole experience of it. I like being there for the previews. I like to get the perfect seat in the theater. And I like, I just like the whole thing.
You know those people that get really annoyed when you're late for the previews? That would be Brad. I'm like, hey, the movie hasn't started yet, but we're going to miss the previews.
It's part of the whole experience.
Right. Okay, what is your favorite team?
Favorite team?
Yes.
Well, the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons.
If you had to think about that, I'd be surprised.
Hoping for a Super Bowl in Atlanta.
What would you tell your 18-year-old self and your 25-year-old self?
What would I tell them?
Yeah, like the two separate questions, but I'm going to ask you 18 years, 25 years.
Okay. Am I just telling them something in general about life, or am I telling them something specific about something specific?
Something that you know now just that you would tell your 18-year-old self. Now. You can pick one thing. What
one
would it
thing.
Be?
Okay.
18. Go.
Okay. I'm 18. I'm saying don't fail those classes at Kennesaw State University.
Oh, why?
Because then I didn't get any credit for them, and they were free because Hope paid for them.
Ooh.
But I was an idiot, and
I lost Hope,
which was that wasn't the biggest deal because I was going to Liberty anyway, Liberty University. But I didn't get any credit for those classes because I failed them.
So you wasted your time there.
Because I didn't try. You see, yeah. I wasn't motivated to be there. But anyway, I would tell 18-year-old self, try. Try in college. 25-year-old self.
Same thing?
No. That was a low blow.
Brad graduated college officially at the age of 30?
No, it was 28 or 29.
28 or 29.
Yeah.
Let that be an encouragement to anybody out there who's struggling.
And I'm not a doctor. Usually you're a doctor by that point. So 25-year-old self, I would say... Well, I would just go ahead and let myself know that you were the one. Well, no, at 25, we were already married, so that doesn't work.
Mm.
I was 24, about to be 25 when we got married.
If you didn't know at 25, then...
At 25, we were just married.
Yeah.
So what would I tell my just married self?
Yeah.
I would say, don't get a dog or cat. Because we did that 2 years into being married, and it was not the best move for us.
Yeah.
We loved them.
We did.
But we probably shouldn't have got them.
Yeah. We didn't know what we were getting into.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing today that you never thought you would be doing?
Doing a podcast specifically for today.
Right.
But in general, in my life today, I did not think I would have three kids. I thought I'd have two kids.
You're welcome for that.
But you talked me into three.
I just need you to do a random impersonation of your father, Doug Chandler. Speaking of cats and dogs, Doug Chandler.
So impersonate Doug
Impersonate
Chandler.
Your father.
Okay. So this will be Doug Chandler on the lake fishing.
Okay.
That's what he does now that he's
His
retired.
Happy place.
He loves to fish. So, and he's taking me fishing. So this is me. And actually, he's taking you fishing. So you can interact with this.
Okay.
Okay? So this is me being
keep it
Doug.
Short. Keep it short.
And you being you.
Okay.
Well, April, you ready to go fishing on the lake?
Sure, Doug.
It's going to be so much fun. Hey, listen, you want any water? You want some water?
I would love some water, yeah.
Okay, here's some water. All right, you got to drink a lot of water. You got any sunscreen? Make sure you got sunscreen on.
Why do I need sunscreen?
Because I have skin cancer. I have had it. I've had it cut up. My face is all cut up. I look like the Elephant Man because of not wearing sunscreen.
Doug, you don't look like the Elephant Man.
Well, that's sweet. Jeannie says the same thing. But listen, you need to wear sunscreen and you need to hydrate. And then we're going to go over here to this cove and we're gonna troll with some minnows.
Sounds good.
And we're gonna catch
Thanks, Doug.
A lot of crappie.
All right, do an impersonation of Tyler Newsom.
This is Tyler Newsom ordering food.
Okay.
At Panera Bread Company. Oh, hey, guys. Do you guys have any chocolate milk? Yeah, you do? Awesome. What about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Do you have that? Perfect. Okay, last question. Do you have a newspaper from 1951? Because that was the same year that I graduated high school. So I'm going to read that paper while eating my PBJ and drinking my chocolate milk.
Are you saying Tyler's an old soul who likes to eat children's food?
I might be saying that.
I like
yes.
it. Okay, I have one more thing for you. I need you to do an impersonation of yourself.
So basically just talk.
I mean, sure, that could be it. Or, you know.
An impersonation of myself. I don't even know how to do that. I want you to do an impersonation. No, no, no. I'm flipping this on you. I know you're running the script here, but you do an impersonation of me.
Okay. This is Brad Chandler at night when we're both laying in bed, and I'm telling him a story about something during my day.
That's pretty spot on.
Basically, my voice lulls him to sleep.
That was pretty spot on.
So if he's ever having trouble getting to sleep, I just have to talk to him, and my voice is like a lullaby.
Does that annoy you?
Yes, but I'm getting used to it, so, you know, after however many years.
I'm sorry, babe.
Don't be sorry.
You're soothing.
You can't change who you are. Your voice is soothing. All right, it's your turn. It's your turn, man.
It's my turn?
It's your turn.
What is my turn?
You have to ask me a few questions.
Oh, yes. We need to get
to... Way to go reading the outline ahead of time.
I'm sorry. I did not come prepared. So... We all need to know you a little bit more. I know you, and I'm unfortunately in the minority. So we need to get some people knowing April a little bit more. So, first question is, tell us where you were born.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And is Florida considered the South?
No, absolutely not.
Is Florida more Southern than Georgia?
Geographically, yes.
Aha.
Culturally, no.
So you can see that Florida is in the South. All right. So where else have you lived other than Florida?
I have lived in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
Torrance, California, Jacksonville, Oregon,
mm-hmm.
Dallas, Georgia.
Fantastic. Where was your favorite place to live?
I don't know. Not here, honestly. I love my life here, but I do not like Georgia very much.
What don't you like about Georgia?
The climate.
Okay. I know the answer. This is for everyone else to hear.
I just feel very strongly about that. Probably, I really loved California because the weather was always beautiful, but it's like traffic, really crowded, a lot of crazy people. But I also love the diversity there. Oregon I loved because it was just beautiful. Like, yeah, gorgeous. You could go hiking anywhere. We lived basically in the woods, so, yeah.
It is a very pretty state.
It is pretty.
So, how long have you been in Georgia?
I don't know. Since I was 21. So.
And you're how old now?
Now I have to tell you how old I am, huh? Don't make me do math on this, like...
It's pretty easy
everyone's
math.
Everyone's listening to me.
If you're 36.
Okay.
And you moved here at
minus
21.
Minus 21. I'm telling you, I'm on the spot. I can't do math. 15 years?
Yeah, man, 15 years.
I've lived here the longest out of anywhere I've lived.
And who... are you married?
I'm married, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. I was going to ask you out if you weren't. So...
You can still ask me out.
Okay. He won't mind.
You want to go on a date? We can ask him.
Let's go on a date tomorrow night.
Okay, let's do it.
So, another question. Do you like to go to the movies?
Yes. I don't like to go every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I get tired of action movies, superhero
right.
movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right. What's your favorite kind of movie? Type of movie. You don't have to tell me a movie, just type of movie.
What's no, your favorite type? I can't commit to a favorite type of movie.
Not even a type?
No.
That's less committal. What about a favorite movie?
No, can't do it.
You're killing me.
I'm sorry.
What has been the best movie you've seen this month?
Oh, I don't know if I remember. I don't know if I'm going to remember the name of it. It's on Netflix. It's super cute. It's kind of like a newer version of... like 16 Candles, the 80s movie. Oh, yeah.
You showed me the
thing. I need to look that up, actually.
To Everyone I Used to Love or something like that?
Yeah.
Or No, or I don't remember.
I don't know. It's really cute. It's this, well, I'm not going to waste your time by trying to describe it, but I'll look up the name.
Cool. So what would be your ideal vacation?
Going to Europe. Like a vacation. It's not really a relaxing vacation. Actually, okay. This is what I would do. Okay. I would go to like one of those coastal, like Italy, Italian towns, mm-hmm. and just hang out there, like live in the town, go to the beach every day, walk around, go into like little shops and eating there just for like 2 weeks.
I like it.
Take some like trips out on boats, whatever.
Would you take anyone with you?
Who would I take with me? I would take you with me.
Yes.
I would take our kids for like the first week and then like send them home.
Mm-hmm.
And then just be you and me.
Just send them away. So if you could have coffee with one person.
I'm not drinking coffee anymore.
If you could have tea with one person, either from the past.
Or the present.
Or the present or the future. Who would you have coffee with or tea with?
That's a big question.
It is a big question. It's meant to be a big question. And it helps us know you better. And I don't know the answer to this one.
I don't either. I can think of one person. This is not like the person.
Just think of a person.
A person that I think would be fun to like hang out with for a little bit would be Busy Phillips. I follow her Insta stories.
From Dawson's Creek.
Yes. I don't know.
All right.
I just think she would be fun to hang out with, just to talk to. She just seems like a normal person, but like interesting.
Cool.
I don't know.
All right. Fair enough. Last question.
Okay.
You ready? What is your favorite thing about your life right now?
So the kids are all in school right now. our youngest just started going to preschool 2 days a week for 4 hours. So this is my first time in like 6 years where I actually have an official like 4 hours break twice a week. So that's really cool. And it has allowed me to do stuff like I can do this podcast with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have like a really exciting personal project I'm working on. And just being able to have a little bit of time back to myself. That's what I'm most excited about right now. What are you most excited about right now?
I'm most excited about
football.
Well, if we want to go shallow, yes, I'm excited about football season starting off. I'm excited about fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also excited about our young adult Scotland trip that we're going on this summer. The Detroit trip is also very exciting.
Yeah, that was a good trip for you.
It was.
Last year.
So both the young adult trips this summer I'm excited about.
I think they'll both be cool. Mm-hmm. I would like to go on all those trips. But if I get to at least go to Scotland, that would be amazing. So, to wrap up, to end on a positive note, something encouraging. Do you have anything that you just want to like send us out with, Brad? Like something?
The send out.
The send out.
Is something, that what we want to call it? The send out?
Something to think about this week. While you're thinking of that, I'm going to look up the name of that movie.
Okay, look it up. I think there's. Like 18 to 30 is an interesting like time in life. Not that we're even, you know, that far beyond it, but just thinking about all the things that happen in that span. One of the things that is hard to keep is perspective sometimes and be able to see important something is in the moment. Or how not important something is in the moment. So I think sometimes we take some things too seriously when we're 18 to 30, and then sometimes we don't take things seriously enough, and it's kind of hard to know what those things are without mm-hmm. having other people in our life speaking into that, whether mm-hmm. that's an older mentor type person or just peers. Like, people that we're connected with. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons we talk about community so much at Westridge, and specifically at our young adult gatherings, because they help us keep perspective. Like, they help us know when to major on something that's a major, and to minor on something that's a minor, and to hopefully take advantage of a moment that presents itself that maybe God brings in our path, whether it's something to do with school or career or relationships or whatever. So I would just say being able to have perspective and having people in your life to help you keep perspective, so you're not always just going off what you think or what you feel, because you're not always right. Neither am I. Neither are you. Like, we all need other people to speak into those moments. So, perspective, the thought of the day, of the week.
Like, where we can find that perspective, where we're getting our perspectives.
Yes. I think God puts people in our life to help us have more perspective on life. So, and Him, like, to help us understand more of who God is and who He made us to be. Like, perspective is helpful for all those things, and other people help us have it.
So think about who you are looking to for, who, like, puts perspective into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that for you? Is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah, like making sure you have those people in your life.
Yeah. Purposefully.
And we all need those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a mentor.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a mentor. I also have a wife. I also have
accountability.
Friends. Yeah. There's people that speak that stuff into my life, and then mm-hmm. I'll ask sometimes on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So we all need that kind of stuff.
Cool. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
A good word, Pastor Brad Chandler.
Thanks.
And one more thing. The movie is called To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which is, I think, what you said earlier. Anyway.
I got it right.
There it is.
Sweet. All right. Good first podcast.
I enjoyed this.
I think. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So here, the goal going forward would be, this is not going to be how it is every podcast. We just wanted to make sure y'all knew who in the world is talking. So you knew a little bit more about each of us. And a little bit of the perspective we're bringing to whatever topics we bring up in these podcasts. So, looking forward to the next one.
Me too.
See ya.
Thanks for listening.
That does it for this week's podcast. Make sure to come back next week as we post the teaching from the August gathering. We talked about depression, anxiety, and how to breathe in the peace of God. And don't miss the next gathering in September on the 27th at 7 o'clock right here at Westridge Church. For more information about Westridge Church and our young adult ministry, please go to westridge.com/YA.